WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and anyone out there in need of some extra cash? Well, here's an idea to make a quick buck. Report commercial vehicles that are illegally idling in your neighborhood. Yes, that's right. Waging a so-called war on idling, Mayor de Blasio and New York City's Department of Environmental Protection launched $1 million ad campaign yesterday to promote their Citizens Air Complaint Program, which encourages New Yorkers to report idling commercial vehicles. And if you do, you can receive up to 25% of the fine. According to Vice News, one particularly vigilant New Yorker who describes himself as a man on a mission has already made $9,000 since the law was enacted. And to promote the program yesterday, Mayor de Blasio sought the help of an unlikely spokesperson as he teamed up with 1980s rock star Billy Idol. Here's a clip of them outside City Hall yesterday.
When I heard about this campaign, it just made sense. It's amusing, but at the same time, it's very serious. If you can, shut off your engine and save my health. Help my lungs. I need my lungs to breathe and sing. But thank you for taking notice of this, and thank you for all being here today, and it's my privilege to be doing this. Thank you. And shut it off! Yeah. Billy Never Idles! Yeah. No way!
No, do a chant. We need a chant.
Billy Never Idles! Billy Never Idles! Billy Never Idles!
Billy Never Idles. It's a bad pun in support of environmental protection. Who knew? Joining us now, Nicole Gelinas, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, New York Post columnist, and City Journal contributing editor. Hi, Nicole. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me back.
I should assume you're not calling from an idling vehicle, right?
No. I am stationary at my non-idling desk.
So what does the law say, since you're an expert on this, how long is considered idling?
Well, you can't idle for more than 3 minutes, and it's 1 minute if you are outside of school. There are certain exceptions. If you are using your engine to refrigerate your cargo, then you can keep it running. But for the most part, it's pretty straightforward. If you see a truck idling and they don't appear to have any refrigerated cargo, you can go ahead and take a video that's a little bit more than 3 minutes. You have to take not only a picture or a video of the vehicle idling, but also a picture of the company, the name on the side of the truck, and the license plates. And then you have to get this stuff date stamped, so you have to download something called Timestamp Camera Enterprise, which is free on your phone. And you put the video through the date stamp, and then you go and look at the city's Department of Environmental Protection, go send all that stuff to them online. So it's not difficult in that you can do it, but it's not something that you can do without a little bit of planning and mm-hmm. thinking. So the system does discourage frivolous complaints. I mean, you can't just do it in 10 seconds without thinking about it. You do have to follow this process. And they're pretty serious about, you know, not processing the complaints where the video is not long enough or the pictures are not good. So you have to kind of learn, you know, how exactly to do mm-hmm. it before you succeed at it.
Here's a clip of the mayor from just earlier in the show, last hour, during our Ask the Mayor segment, explaining the reasoning for the renewed effort.
We are now saying this. New Yorkers, stop idling. If all New Yorkers stopped unnecessarily idling, it would be like taking 18,000 cars off the road on any given day. That's the pollution impact. And for trucks and buses that idle illegally, now New Yorkers are going to be able to identify it, video it, send it in, and get cash payments, rewards, for identifying successfully cases of idling that result in fines. And so it's no more playing around on idling. There's so much unnecessary idling. Just stop. That's the simple message.
Just stop. No more playing around on idling, except to say Billy Idol never idles. So what you just described before the clip, Nicole, how one reports an illegally idling vehicle, you have to have a camera of some kind, and you kind of have to know the rules, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, most people have a camera. And you can actually do this with taxi and limousine vehicles as well, not for idling, but if you see a taxi or an Uber with a TLC plate that's parked in a bicycle lane, that's double parked or so forth, you can send those into the TLC. You don't get a portion of the fine, but you are stopping dangerous behavior before it injures or kills someone. So, you know, I think these are good things to empower the citizens using the technology that they have, and they should really expand it. You know, look into the legality of, say, there's a car parked on a sidewalk. He's got a fake placard in the window. Why not let people take pictures of that, send them in? If the person has a good reason for parking on the sidewalk, they can come and state their case in court. I mean, I think this should be something that, you know, it seems to be working well right now, and the city should think about expanding it to other types of vehicles.
And for people who might say, oh, this is harassment of truck drivers and other drivers for the sake of city revenue, the mayor gave an environmental stat there, like if unnecessary idling stopped, it would be like taking 18,000 cars off the road on a given day.
Yeah, and you know, people, if the video evidence is somehow wrong, people can, of course, contest their ticket like they can contest any type of ticket. So there's a system here to weed out bad complaints. But for the most part, you know, if you are idling a truck on a public street, there's really no excuse for doing that. So I think the mayor is right about this.
So we've got at least two bad puns working here. One is idle never idles. The other was the guy who called himself a man on a mission, who has already made $9,000 since this law was enacted by going around and reporting a lot of illegally idling trucks. You think people can make money on this?
I think it will be hard for a lot of people to make $9,000. You know, first of all, because if it works the way it's supposed to, people should stop idling their vehicles pretty quickly. You know, if you get one ticket, and of course the tickets escalate, they can go up to $2,000. And so I think truck drivers will learn, don't do this repeatedly. And so you should see less and less of this behavior, and also more competition for getting the money from the fine. So I think, you know, if you're planning on going out and making a living doing this, it's probably not a good idea. It's really just a way to provide a public service and maybe make a little bit of money.
So one more bad pun. I want to switch gears here, but talk about one more New York City street story. There was some news yesterday coming out of Staten Island about a grassroots campaign where residents are warning each other about the locations of speed cameras by placing yellow ribbons, traditionally a symbol that's been used as a message of support for our troops, on utility poles to mark the location of these speed enforcement cameras, which of course can see your license plate, and if you're speeding, they will send you a ticket. So here's a clip of City Council Speaker Corey Johnson yesterday criticizing what people are doing to identify the speed cameras.
If you are alerting people to where the speed cameras are, then people will know, well, I can't speed here, but I can't speed here, and it defeats the purpose of us trying to get people to slow down across the board.
So, Nicole, for you, someone who's, you know, got a conservative bent considering the places you work for, but also is concerned about changing car culture in New York City and really reducing car culture in New York City, which we've spoken about here before. What do you think of these folks who are ribboning the speed cameras, claiming that it's just a means for the city to generate a buck.
Yeah, I mean, probably if you caught the people putting up the ribbons, you could probably charge them with littering. But on the bigger picture, I don't know why you would want to enable someone to speed or, you know, enable someone to break the traffic law. I mean, we just had a little boy in Brooklyn, 7-year-old Payson Lott, was killed yesterday by a driver driving a car that had multiple speeding and red light tickets. And so, you know, this is a tragedy that could have been avoided if the city had been more aggressive about saying, you know, gee, this car has racked up 10 tickets in a little bit more than a year. There's something wrong with the people who were driving this car. So, you know, if you stop speeding and you stop people running red lights, you will save a lot of people from getting injured and killed. And so why you would want to say, oh, you know, we want to make people comfortable that there's no speed camera here so people can speed here. Well, that's just what gets a little kid injured or killed.
To come back to the idling to wrap this up, we got a tweet from a listener who asks, who do I report police cars to when they idle? I know we will frequently get calls from people who don't like how police cars, when they don't appear to be on an immediate emergency call, break traffic rules because they can. Are they exempt from the idling fines?
Yeah, because they're not commercial vehicles. But yeah, I think it should be expanded to more types of vehicles. And, you know, that's one of the reasons a lot of public employee unions have been against the speed and the red light cameras, because they don't discriminate. You know, if you get stopped for speeding by a human officer, maybe you can say, oh, I work for the city, you give me a break, but the camera is not going to give you any type of break.
Nicole Gelinas, New York Post columnist, Manhattan Institute fellow, contributing editor to the City Journal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.